It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And we have high hopes for Colorado and Nebraska this year. Woo! You know, that great American philosopher, Frank Sinatra, famously recorded a hit song about the need to have confidence in your own abilities in order to accomplish big goals. His 1959 song, High Hopes, won the Oscar Award for the Best Original Song from the motion picture, A Hole in the Head.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
And in April, we're in the middle of the college football spring practice season. Most of the major universities will cap their spring practices by playing a scrimmage game for the fans to watch. These games rarely reveal any significant indicators about what the future holds for the new football team. However, these games do serve to give both the fans and the players a chance to get excited about a brand new football season, which is coming in just a few months. Two major football programs recently hired a couple of highly regarded new coaches. Football fans of the Colorado Buffaloes and the Nebraska Cornhuskers are downright giddy with expectations about future bowl game appearances and conference championships dancing in their heads. Will their new football coaches deliver that success which their loyal fans are starved for? Former NFL star Deion Sanders jumped into college football coaching at Jackson State University just a few years ago, and he quickly transformed the JSU Tigers into winners on the field and rejuvenated fan interest in the school's long and proud football program. Self-nicknamed as Prime Time as a football player, former NFL defensive back Deion Sanders was talented enough to earn a place in the NFL Hall of Fame. His ability to cover opposing wide receivers and his outstanding punt return skills made him a very special player. However, his over-the-top verbal rhetoric also made him either a fan favorite, if he played on your team, or a top target for the opposing team and their fans. Once he retired from the NFL, Deion Sanders became a popular football analyst on television. But then he decided to want to try his hand at coaching, and Sanders became the offensive coordinator at the high school football team where his two sons were playing in the Dallas, Texas area. In 2020, Deion Sanders was named the head football coach at Jackson State University in Mississippi. During his first 2 years with the school, the Tigers won the Southwest Athletic Conference both seasons, as one of his sons also became the team's very successful quarterback. The Pac-12 football program at the University of Colorado has been in a period of very deep decline. Last year, the Buffaloes finished just 1-11. Since 2006, the Buffs have won more than six games only one time, and that was back in 2016. The football team has appeared in only three postseason bowl games during that 16-year span. Though Deion Sanders' magic at Jackson State came against a little bit lower level of competition, the fans in Colorado are really buying in right now. This week, the school announced that season tickets for this fall were all sold out for the first time in 27 years. This coming Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Time, the Colorado Black and Gold Spring football game will be played in front of a sold-out stadium. And ESPN will even be on hand to jump aboard the Coach Prime bandwagon, too. At the exact same time on Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Nebraska Cornhuskers will also kick off their annual spring football game in front of a sea of thousands of red-clad fans with very high hopes, too.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the
time you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that Ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Nebraska's new head football coach is Matt Rhule. Now, much like Deion Sanders at Colorado, the hiring of Matt Rhule has Nebraska Cornhusker fans feeling very optimistic that their football fortunes are finally going to improve. Unlike the athletically gifted Deion Sanders, Matt Rhule was a walk-on college football player. He became a linebacker for the Penn State Nittany Lions under Coach Joe Paterno. He earned all academic honors while graduating from Penn State with a degree in political science, and he later added a master's degree in educational psychology from the University of Buffalo. Like many college football coaches, Matt Rhule then moved from school to school to gain the experience needed to advance his career to higher levels. Rhule became the head coach at Temple University in Philadelphia back in 2013 at the tender age of 38. The Owls went just 2-10 in his first year. But they improved every season and posted a 10-4 record during years 3 and 4 at Temple. Then, after the 2016 football season, Matt Rhule left Temple University and moved to Waco, Texas, to accept a very difficult job at Baylor University. The Bears were coming off the Coach Art Briles era, which ended with a nationally publicized sex scandal at the university. The entire football staff was either fired or voluntarily left Baylor as Rhule took over the head coaching job. After posting a 1-11 record in his first year at Baylor, Matt Rhule led the Bears to a 7-6 mark after year two, and then an 11-3 record in 2019. The Bears were ranked number 8 in the nation at that time, playing in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, but they did lose to number 5 Georgia there. Matt Rhule had become one of the hottest coaching commodities in the nation. The NFL's Carolina Panthers offered him the head coaching position in 2020. And like other college coaches, though, Matt Rhule was not as effective as a coach in the NFL. By the middle of his third season last fall in Charlotte, Matt Rhule was fired by the Carolina Panthers. The coach still had an outstanding track record, though, of producing winners in college football. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers remembered that and quickly came calling for Matt Rhule. The Huskers have a very long history of winning football teams, and they're supported by some incredibly faithful fans. Nebraska's 80,000-seat Memorial Stadium has been sold out for every home game since 1962.
Excellent.
Throughout the good times and the bad, the Nebraska football sellout streak has climbed to 389 consecutive home games by the end of the 2022 season, even as the team finished a pitiful 4-8. Much like the excitement happening at the University of Colorado, Nebraska is quite ripe for a revival of Big Red football. New head football coach Matt Rhule wants to help the Cornhuskers get into a postseason bowl. And just like Colorado, Nebraska hasn't even posted a winning record in the regular season since 2016. Coach Matt Rhule's Nebraska Cornhuskers and Deion Sanders' Colorado Buffaloes formally played against one another as members of the Big 12 Conference. And in the year 2011, Nebraska bolted for the Big 10, and Colorado left to join the Pac-12 Conference. Both of those happened in the very same year of 2011. This year, in the second week of the fall college football season, Nebraska is going to travel to Boulder and renew this former Big 12 Conference rivalry. And the two new head football coaches will meet on the field with very high expectations for their respective programs. Deion, Coach Prime Sanders at Colorado, and Matt, just glad to be back in college football, Rhule, are going to do their best to turn around the football fortunes of these two proud programs. And no matter which team wins this Week 2 matchup in Colorado come September 9th, the fans of both of these great football programs already have high hopes for the future. I'm Swamp Swami.
Our problem's just a toy balloon. They'll be bursting soon. They're just bound to go pop.
Whoops, there goes another problem, Kerplop.
Whoops, there